Patient name, first name is Axel, A-X-E-L-L. Last name, McGuffin, that's M-C-G-U-F-F-I-N. Date of birth, 4-5 of 19. Date of service, 7-21 of 23. This is a 4-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in today because he received a burn on his right thumb. Apparently, he tried to pick up a hot curling iron at home. This happened a few hours ago. He was in some distress. Of course, he was crying and holding his thumb. The only intervention that they have applied is to apply cold compress to it. The skin is intact, although there is an obvious weal at that point. So blistering has begun. Period. New paragraph, no other issues. There's no oral medication they've given him. I've advised that they should give him either Tylenol or Motrin to help with some mild pain relief. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, grossly normal, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenating well at 99%, current weight 43 pounds, allergies to penicillin, current medication none, medical history, gastroesophageal reflux, surgical history, bilateral ear tubes, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today, none. Period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented. He actually interacts well with me through the exam today. He doesn't appear to be in any acute distress. He's not fussy, and he is not crying. Period, new paragraph. He readily shows me his thumb without any hesitation. Period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Othyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are cleared, auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph, examination of that right thumb, there is a skin is intact, it is a bit discolored, and there is an obvious blister that has started on that, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, a burn injury, second degree, patient will be given Silvadine cream, apply a bandage to it, do this on a daily basis, change dressings with the Silvadine cream, keep an eye on it, over-the-counter Motrin or Tylenol for pain control, cool compresses are appropriate at this time, keep this wound clean, of course, I've advised all this to the grandmother, and she will take care of that for us when they get home. Also, we'll inform the mother of the intending procedure and how to bandage it and so forth. All of this has been explained. They verbalize understanding. They will call me if there's any issue.